This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Miss college football.
Jenty, his first touch. And typical Ashton Jenty. Look at him go! You can't bring him down! Is he? Yes, he will!
We can't wait for the 2025 season.
Oh, Howard with third and 11. He'll throw it. He's going for it. Jeremiah Smith, one-on-one. Game, set, match. Whenever you needed it, you got it. Will Howard to Jeremiah.
And we're counting down the days to kickoff.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
I said no.
Are we there yet?
What's wrong with your ear?
Here is your college football fix, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
All right, welcome back into this. Is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 16 days away until Pitt kicks off their season up against Duquesne. Pat Narduzzi has obviously been leading the program since the 2015 season, and he's kind enough to join us right now. Coach, I know we're almost there. Appreciate you doing this. How you been?
I've been doing great. You know, we've been in camp since the end of July. Our kids are doing a heck of a job. You know, I love our football team right now. We're having fun. This is the best time of the year, August.
Well, let me start you off with your quarterback, because it makes your job easier when you have one. We obviously know what Eli could do, Eli Holstein. And when he was healthy last year, he played really well. And it kind of set the stage for a lot of excitement around him heading into this season. After seeing a little bit of what he could do last year, how much more can he grow? And what do you think his apex could potentially be?
No, obviously, you know, we're going on second year with Eli, and we're excited to have him back. He's a big part of what we do offensively. You know, he can throw it, he can run it. And, you know, I think he's a lot smarter than he was a year ago, Zach. I mean, you think about, you know, he was a redshirt freshman a year ago. We didn't plan on him being the starter. He won the job this time of year last year. And just, you know, continually got better as a football player. His knowledge, his competitiveness, you know, his knowledge not only of what they're doing offensively going into year two, but, you know, what the defense is doing. I mean, he's studying film more than he ever has. To me, that's the fun thing to watch. And, you know, we haven't had a quarterback go 2 years in a row for the last couple of years. You know, the world of transfers and all that. So it's great to have a, you know, a young quarterback in your program for 2 years and 3 years and 4 years.
And him now being a little bit extra comfortable, it has to even probably give him more confidence as well, right?
No question about it. I mean, 2 years in the same offense, hearing the same terminology, the same coverages that your offense calls it, the fronts and the blitzes and all those terms that a player and a coach have to be, you know, in tune with. You know, when a coach says something, you're like, what is that? You know, first year it might have been, what is that? And you don't even ask the question like, coach, what do you mean by that? I think that second year, you know, all those questions have been answered.
You know, we cover all of college football, and I'll tell you, last year, a game that I was really excited for was your football team up against Syracuse, especially with how both teams were playing, and then also your personality and Coach Fran Brown's personality as well. I think we actually reconnected right before that game, and it went really well for you guys that day. And you guys were riding high, right? You were 7-0, and then injuries happened and unfortunately end the season on a losing note, the final six games of the year. That tough stretch after you guys experienced some success, for the guys that are back and with this program this year, what do you think the players could really learn from how last season ended?
I think, you know, you learn from every game, you learn from every season. And I think, you know, when you make a mistake one year, you kind of go, okay, what happened? And I think we've had a long time as coaches and players to look back and say, okay, what happened? You know, and again, we can use the injuries thing, but, you know, we had a chance to win. You know, we had a chance to win 11 games last year. There was four other games that we let slip through our fingertips that I think our guys understand that. And again, why? There's plenty of reasons why. I mean, I can point to all of them. And you know, I won't point to the injuries. He's being, you know, we know that's a factor, but you know, everybody gets injured and banged up. And I think anytime you don't have your starting quarterback, that, you know, that is an issue. And anytime you're playing in a bowl game with your fourth and fifth string quarterback, that's a major issue. Right. So I think, you know, we all know that, but there were still things that we could have won games with that we did it early in the year. And maybe sometimes it's luck, right? I mean, sometimes you get a little bit lucky and sometimes you don't. So, you know, we can throw all those different variables into the why. But our guys are hungry right now. I think they're hungry. They understand. They know how good they can be. But they understand, you know, number one, we better finish the season. We better finish every game. And we have to win those inches.
And when I think of guys that are hungry, as Pat Narduzzi is here with us, the head football coach at Pitt, I look at Kyle Lewis on the defensive side of the ball, over 100 tackles last year, 7 sacks, 16 tackles for loss. And he could do it all, 4 interceptions too. Last year was so special. I don't think he's a kid that gets complacent, but I asked you about Eli's apex. For him, is this a guy that you think could maybe be a first-round pick down the road with another monster season this year?
Yeah, Zach, there's no question that Kyle Lewis can be a first-round draft choice. There's no doubt about it. You know, his number is going to be as eye-popping. You know, I think people know who he is now, right? I mean, so he's got a target on his back. He's going to have to play with all the details that he did a year ago, plus some. And again, you know, he might not have those interceptions. If I'm a quarterback, I'm not throwing it near him. He had an interception yesterday that was unbelievable on a 7 route, and he tipped it and caught it. Like, you know, who does that? Like, linebackers usually don't do that. I mean, not only did he tip it, he caught it himself. So he's an impressive athlete. You know, he's got a motor. He practices that way every day. He hasn't changed. And, you know, to me, those great players that we've had here, you know, I think we've had 20 picks, 20 draft choices in the last 20 years, but those guys, you know, the common theme is consistency. They got consistency, and Kyle Lewis is that guy that's consistent. So, you know, the sacks, you know, I think he can match that or break that. The interceptions are tough, you know, especially if people don't target you, right? If they don't throw it to him, I think they'll know where Kyle Lewis is and say, let's maybe go to the other side, or let's throw it to corner instead of trying to, you know, slip it in there, because that guy will make a play.
You know, when you have so many players last year that had success and now, right, they're no one's sleeping on them. They're on everybody's radar and they get a taste of those big moments. How do you know, and I'm not just saying this applies to Kyle or Eli, just, you know, across the board in general, how do you know if a player's ready to handle that and he can still find that next level to show that, okay, it wasn't just a one-time thing, it can be a consistent thing?
Yeah, you know, we know it's not a one-time thing, whether it's, you know, Desmond Reed All-American or Kyle Lewis is an All-American. I think, you know, one-time thing is having a great game against Syracuse and getting a pick six and looking like you can play running back for Pitt, right? I mean, that you know, the interception was great, but the return was like, wow, that guy's electric. But, like, we saw it game after game after game last year. So, you know, I think, you know, when the NFL is looking at Kyle Lewis, they're going, it's consistent. He didn't just have a good game because they threw him the ball and it hit him in the chest or got stuck in his face mask. Those balls didn't get stuck in his face mask. He actually caught him and ran with him. So, and he executed him. People watch tape, you know, NFL programs, GMs watch tape. They're going to see, just, they know what coverage he's in and they're going to know he did it right. He just wasn't doing his own thing and reading the quarterback's eyes. So, you know, it's consistent. It's just, you know, and again, I don't see him being inconsistent. That's not going to be his nature.
I also tell you, I don't know how much you care about this, but I love it as a football fan when a unit has a nickname and then it kind of spreads throughout the defense. And I feel like that's more of a defensive thing than an offensive thing. Every time I read about the Sharks online, I have 10,000 different origin stories. How the heck did this come about?
You know, Kyle Lewis, I mean, I think there's some Twitter stuff out there, but, you know, I love it too. You know, I think anytime you have an identity, and really the Sharks is the linebackers. I mean, they're the Sharks. And but you know, everybody kind of attached to it. But you know, the Sharks got to be consistent. We got to do it all along, you know, all year round. And you know, to me, it's about that whole group, and those guys have bonded because of that. And each position on our football team is he's got a, you know, kind of a nickname of who they are and what they're going to be.
Since we've addressed both sides of the ball here, Pat Narduzzi, on offense, it's Eli. On defense, it's Kyle. Also, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up Rasheem Biles, who also had 15 tackles for loss last year and 5.5 sacks. Once again, I'll ask you, what do you challenge him to do now, and how much more room for growth do you think he has with that incredible season?
Again, both Kyle Lewis and obviously, you know, Rasheem Biles, you know, goes by the name Heem. Outstanding players. Heem is, he's, I think he weighed about 212 pounds last year. He's 227 pounds right now. He's like, you know, I walk behind him, I'm like, who is that guy? Oh, it's Heem. Like, he looks like he's different, and he is physical. He's tough, and he's a playmaker. You know, he's a guy that can cause turnovers. I mean, he's got a knack. I mean, the NFL is going to love him and Kyle Lewis because they're always punching at the ball, and they got a knack. And some guys have a knack, some guys don't. But, you know, those two are impressive. And, you know, those are two good outside linebackers that you're going to have in the game. And I also got to throw it out there. Our middle linebacker, Braylon Lovelace, is another guy that really rotated in behind both of those two last year. Now he's our starter, Mike. So we have three outside linebackers playing, you know, with a lot of speed. And if we keep those three healthy, you know, they will be something that's not going to be fun to deal with.
Talking to Pat Narduzzi, this world, it's tough to build relationships, especially in a transfer portal and NIL, which things are I'm for. So when you see the Western Carolina pipeline for you guys with Cade Bell, your offensive coordinator, then also having him bring in Desmond Reed, sometimes when you're in the transfer portal, I say it's speed dating, coach, right? You may think something's going great, and then it ends up lasting and working out. Other times it may end up being a disaster. How did you know Cade was great to lead your offense, and then Desmond was going to be an exceptional back for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a couple, you know, C.J. Lee, Poppy Williams. Those are three players. And you know, the great thing about Cade, you know, I knew he was the right guy just because of, you know, his football knowledge. And, you know, and his dad, Kerwin, is a tremendous football coach. So, I mean, he's, you know, he's a coach's kid. So that's one reason. And obviously after an interview, I knew him. But, you know, the thing about Cade, not only is he a great football coach, he's a heck of a recruiter, and he has great eye for talent. So he can evaluate talent. He knows what he likes. And he has been, you know, spot on as far as what and who Desmond Reed was. Now, again, you all you got to do is put the tape on. After we took him, you know, I was talking to an ACC head coach, and he's like, hey, I love that tailback he got. And it's like, you know, it's not like we were the only ones who wanted him. Nobody else wanted him. There was other coaches in the country that wanted that guy. But the relationship that Cade had with really all three of those guys was critical in us landing those. And again, it's about the relationships, whether it's 1 year. You know, we got relationships with our guys for 1 year if they're here for just 1 year. Or, you know, 5 or 6, 7 years. Shoot, I think we might have someone for 8 years this year. So it doesn't matter, you know, but that's what we do. That's a Pat Narduzzi coach football team. That's who we are.
Yeah, well, to see relationships win out these days, and I know you could say, oh, it could be a one-year relationship or an eight-year relationship, it's still a relationship. But when a player like Desmond wants to stay at your program because of those past relationships and what happened last year when he had a bunch of schools basically going after him, it has to be refreshing or has to be maybe nice to just know, obviously you've been doing this for a long time, coach, so it's been working, but just to see that value through a player like that who had a lot of interest from other schools.
No doubt. He's not the only one. Trust me, you know, the tampering that's going on in college football now is ridiculous and, you know, drives me nuts, to be honest with you. So, you know, there's a bunch of guys that have gotten offered more money to leave and go somewhere else. But I think, you know, that tells you when you get culture, when you're able to retain. The last 2 years, we've retained our guys. It's been a long time since we lost to Jordan Addison, you know, to, you know, a Biletnikoff winner. It was kind of, you know, taken from underneath you.
In the USC,
Some of the first tampering. So, but we've been able to retain those guys that we want, and that's the most impressive thing. But, again, if you had a bad culture, if you didn't treat the kids right, if you had a, you know, a relationship when he goes in the portal where you try to love him up then, you know, that's fake. And, again, our relationships are every day. We work on that. And to me, it's being real with the kids and really telling them like it is. And again, just having a real relationship, you know, grew up in an Italian household, you know, six kids. I've got four myself. You know, it's all about relationships and people and communication.
So in this new system, and it still feels like you have a ton of energy and you love it, but sometimes coaches, they get fed up with investing all this time and then having a kid just leave because of money. And that's the nature of it. Like I said, I'm pro transfer portal. I'm pro NIL. I wish it was a little bit more structured for everyone involved in this, but the actual principles of it, I'm for it. Do you still, when you go to work every day, do you still love this as much as ever? And this is something that, when you get closer to 60, sorry to date you and age you there, coach, this is not anything that you're thinking of walking away from anytime soon.
Heck no. I mean, this is what we love. And I told you, August is the best time of the year. Okay. Probably the worst time of the year is when that portal does open. And I'm pro portal. I'm pro NIL. I love it all. But like the control is obviously something that we need. Getting rid of the tampering. It's one thing if a kid wants to leave on his own, but to have someone, dangle stuff in front of them, it's like, what are we doing? I mean, Gavin Bartholomew had a bunch of money to go to Georgia a year ago, and he stayed right here. And obviously, he's up with the Minnesota Vikings now. So every year it's the same thing. But it's those relationships, and again, and again, it's more than money. And that's what I try to, relate to our kids. It's not about the money. I've turned down a bunch of head coaching jobs, a bunch of DC jobs to go down to the SEC. Okay, when I was at Michigan State, like I turned down a lot of money because of the people and the relationships I have with Mark D'Antonio for the 11 seasons I was with him at Cincinnati, Michigan State. And that's the one thing. I mean, football's this is short term, but it's those relationships are going to last forever. And to me, that's what it's all about is those relationships and trying to teach our kids and educate our guys. It ain't about the money. It's about where you are and being happy. And I tell our guys all the time, if you walk in this building and you're happy every single day when you walk in here, okay, you'll be an overachiever academically and you'll be an overachiever athletically. And that's what we're seeing out of our players. That's why, we develop our guys. And if you're not happy, it's time to go. Okay. If this is not fitting for you, it's time to go. But, I'd say 99% of the time our guys are happy here. Even some of the guys go in the portal, they kind of have to go in the portal. Sometimes, it's got to be a better fit.
I'll tell you, when I saw your schedule come out, and I know a lot of people, right, they circle Notre Dame, they circle Miami. But for me, I love the backyard brawl. And now it has a new wrinkle in it with Rich Rod getting back into the fold. Just how about him going back to West Virginia?
I'm like you. I look forward to every one of those games. I got them all circled. I got a schedule on my wall over there that you can't see right now that I got every game damn circled because they're all important. It starts with that Duquesne game at Central Michigan. But our guys will certainly be cranked up, to go down and play a great West Virginia football team in a great atmosphere. They're gonna cuss at us. They're gonna throw things at us, and there'll be some choice words down there. It is what it is, I guess. But it'll just fire us up. So everything that gets thrown at us, everything gets said, it's just fuel to the fire for our guys, and that's how we'll go down there and play.
And you've been around this game for a long time, right? The college game got a new wrinkle to it with arguably the most successful head coach of all time in the NFL joining your conference in the ACC this year and Bill Belichick going to UNC. Has that even sunk in that I know he's not on your schedule this year, but that Bill Belichick will be on a UNC sideline?
Yeah, it sunk in. Again, we don't play them, so we're not focused on it. But I'm not one of those guys. My dad was a coach. I'm a coach's kid. I'm not in awe. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, it's not a movie star. It's a football coach, and he's done the same thing that we've done for many years. He's had a lot of success. He had great quarterback up there, Tom Brady. Like, I would say there's probably more of an awe of like Tom Brady and how he plays and what he does, as opposed to the guy that's coaching. Because all great coaches have great players, right? I mean, coaches don't do it by themselves. They got players that can play, and Bill Belichick's an outstanding football coach, and I'm sure and I know he'll have a lot of success down there. So it's fun to have him in there, but it is what it is.
Last thing I'll ask you, and I don't know if this annoys you or not, and I don't really know how everyone, ranks all these teams all the time and all that. I think you guys have a good team. Maybe with how it ended, some people are holding that against you leading into this season. But when the ACC poll comes out and I saw you guys were ninth, does that do anything for you? Or you just sit there, you laugh and go, we're going to prove a lot of people wrong this year?
You know what? I laugh. It doesn't do anything for me. Those guys don't watch video. They don't sit in meetings. They don't know who our kids are. I have media, ask me down at Amelia or at, in Charlotte, our ACC media days, where should we pick you? I'm like, dead last. Give me dead last. I'd love to be the underdog. They can disrespect us on purpose or by accident. It doesn't matter. When we were ACC champions, and we've been in the championship game two of my 10 years, that's about what it was when I was at Michigan State, when D'Antonio did such a fantastic job. And you can't get there every year, but there's a lot of people that would love to be in that championship game. So we get disrespected all the time. And you say we're a good team. I take that disrespect because I think we got a great football team if we stay healthy. But that's all just fuel for the fire. And that's kind of how our guys are going to play with an edge and use it that way. But we're well coached, we're smart, we're physical, and we're tough. And that's how the game's played. And we got to stay healthy doing it. And at the end of the year, we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm excited to see how it unfolds this year, Coach. Appreciate you jumping on board. Always appreciate the energy and the time with us.
I appreciate it. Great question today, Zach. Appreciate it, and hail to Pitt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.